There's some great stuff in the Catechism of the Catholic Church. If you do not have one, you should get one, or you could just read it online. So it has this great section. It is paragraph 1159 to 1162. And just one or two really interesting things. So it says here, the sacred image, the liturgical icon, principally represents Christ. It cannot represent the invisible and incomprehensible God, but the incarnation of the Son of God has ushered in a new economy of images. Ta-da! And to look at Jesus is to see the Father. He said this very plainly in John's Gospel, chapter 14, maybe? All right, what else amazing things do we have to say here? Right, continues on. Christian iconography expresses in images the same gospel message that Scripture communicates by words. Image and word illuminate each other. So when you have like a church or a cathedral that has stained glass windows and they're depicting the life of Jesus, well, they're communicating the same reality. It's like, oh no, it has to be in the word. Oh no, it doesn't. You get the image, you get the idea through images as well. Or if someone acts it out, if you have a great movie about Jesus. So if that clears up the old theological issues. I know you've been losing sleep over that. Oh, stop. Can I use an image? Let me show you an image that I love to use in my prayer. Ta-da. A little painting of Jesus. I can't really read the writing, but I think it's Ferris Beckham who did this way back in the day. There's a whole story of our Lord appearing to, I believe it was in Germany, a farmer and his wife. They were both farmers, I guess. And they got a painter to paint this image of our Lord. Anyway, I grew up with that hanging in my house, and it was a very significant image. My mother would use it daily for her prayer. She'd prop it up in front of her and she'd sit there with her Bible. And then for myself in my early conversion, I'm not sure if I was using that image, but some image in the mornings when I was really trying to, you know, get my daily prayer happening, I had a place for my prayer and I have an image and I'd have a candle and then I'd read the scriptures and pray and talk to God. But there was something about having an image and the candle that just helped me to enter into a place in my heart. Having a physical place helps me to have a spiritual place, you could say, for connection with God. So that's one bonus of an image. Just as Jesus, he occupied space when he was in the flesh. He, you know, if you wanted to find him, well, he's in Capernaum today, so you'd have to go to Capernaum. So there's something about this physicality, and there he is, standing in front of, he's talking. There's something about his physicality. I can communicate with God by being in the presence of this man, Jesus, who's also God, being in the presence of his humanity and talking to him. I'm talking to God. So there's a connection, there's a spiritual connection that happens through a physical reality. I look at this image in the morning. I have a candle, still use candles. I light a little candle in front of this and then I quieten my heart. Every now and again in my prayer, I take a look. I look up and I don't believe this is Jesus. It's like a signpost. It's a signpost to Jesus. But it communicates so much of what I know to be true from scripture and tradition. That God is good. That he looks at me kindly with a warm heart and he's moved. And you can see, but I love this image because of the eyes. It looks like he's smiling, but it also could look like he's crying. It's an interesting thing. He's moved with affection for me. He really likes me. This is what this image communicates, that Jesus really likes me. And guys, he really likes you. And it's good to be reminded. We need that constantly, 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 that he really, really likes us. And you know what? Sometimes just looking at this, that's my whole prayer. This is helping me to remember that truth. The truth that he's right here. Every time I call on his name, every time I turn my heart to the Lord, he is there. He is listening. He is real. Salvation is real. He really became a man to live and die and rise to save me. And this image helps me to do that. If it didn't help me to do that, I'd put it away and I'd do something else. If it became an obstacle, if I got stuck there, I'd stop. It's like if you're trying to get to Galway and you see the signpost and it says Galway. And you want to get to Galway, but you go, ah, there it is. It's Galway. Thank God we're here. And you're going there for the Galway Arts Festival, of course, and you see a little scribble. Someone's graffitied in the corner of the signpost to Galway. So you go, ah, that must be the Galway Arts Festival there. That scribble in the corner. Spectacular. Guys, do you see it? Look. We're here. It's the Galway Arts Festival. All the other boys are looking at you. I think he had too many. He's a bit touched. Because you would be, you'd think someone is a bit touched if they were looking at a signpost to Galway and they got stuck there and they pitched their tent and they're wondering where all the pubs are and where all the crack is. And that's it. And the rest of you look at him and go, oh, the poor soul. And you go on off to the real Galway. And it takes you time and effort. And your man's getting to sit there all chilled out and put up his tent and he's taking a nap and he's opened up his can of beans and he's having a little time there with the signpost. So I don't want to get stuck at the signpost of these icons or images. But when they help me get to the heavenly Galway, if they help me connect with God, I'm going to use them. Because they do help me to connect with God. And there's loads of other things that help me to connect with God. And above and beyond these, of course, are the sacraments, which leaves images in the dust, of course. But it's all part of our inheritance, guys. From the very, very early days, the church got this. And that's why the church fought to keep images. Because if we lose images, if we lose icons, we in some way, we reject something of the reality of the incarnation. That God has taken on a face and it's okay to represent that. And if I had a camera back then, I would have taken a photo. I would have taken a selfie of me and Jesus and it would be on my desk and I would use it to remember the reality that he is real, that he really came here, guys. It's not a fairy tale. It's a true reality and it is a saving reality. Praise be Jesus Christ, now and forever. Amen.